Welcome back to the Ori's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are beginning the 8th chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Yesh Bechor LeNachala Ve'enu Bechor LeKohen. There are some types of firstborn who are the firstborn when it comes to inheritance, but they're not the firstborn when it comes to redeeming them from the Kohen. Bechor LeKohen Ve'enu Bechor LeNachala. And then there are other firstborns who are a firstborn when it comes to redeeming them from the Kohen, but they're not the firstborn when it comes to inheritance. Bechor LeNachala VeLaKohen, then some are the firstborn for both inheritance and redeeming from a Kohen. V'yesh'enu Bechor Lo LeNachala VeLo LeKohen, and some are not a firstborn neither when it comes to inheritance nor for redemption from a Kohen. Ezehu Bechor LeNachala V'enu Bechor LeKohen. So who is a Bechor, a firstborn, for inheritance purposes, but not when it comes to redeeming from the Kohen? Haba Achar HaNefalim SheYatzer Rosho Chai. If someone is born after a non-viable baby who was born alive. Ubein Tisha SheYatzer Rosho Meis, or a nine-month-old fetus that was stillborn. V'hamapeles Kamin Behema Chaya V'Oth. Or if a woman has a miscarriage of something that looks like an animal or a bird. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim ad shehebo metzuras ha'adam. But the sages say it has to resemble a person. Hamapela sandal. If a woman expels a sandal. Doesn't mean a literal shoe. Let's look at the Bartonuro. Chatikas basar asuya kedmus sandal. V'ein latzuras evarim. V'ragila levo im havlad. So that this is a piece of flesh that is flat, like a shoe, and it doesn't have limbs, and it would typically come out when having a miscarriage. So it would be with a fetus. Back in the Mishnah, Oshilya, or if she expels a placenta, Ushvir Marukam, what's a Shvir Marukam? Back in the Bartonuro, Chatika Shel Basar, Shemarukam Ba Turas HaUber. So this is a piece of flesh that's imprinted with the features of the fetus, of the embryo. So again, you know that there was a fetus there because you could see its imprint in this piece of flesh. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'hayotze mechutach, if it comes out cut up, Haba acharehen, anyone born after these, Bechor LeNachala, V'enu Bechor LeKohen. The child born after this would be a firstborn when it comes to inheritance, but would not be redeemed from a Kohen. Mishalo hayulo banim, v'nasa isha shekvar yalda. If a man has no children, and he marries a woman who already has children, oda shifra v'nishtachura, if she had these children when she was a maidservant and she then got freed, oda nachris v'nizgaira, if she had these children and she converted, mishabasli Yisrael yalda, and she gave birth after becoming a full-fledged Jewish woman, bechor lenachla v'enu bechor lekohen. Then the offspring that she gave birth after becoming Jewish is a firstborn for inheritance purposes, but not a firstborn when it comes to redeeming from a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, Bechor LeNachala Vila Kohen. He feels that such a child born after a woman converts or is freed from being a maidservant would be a Bechor for both inheritance and for redemption from a Kohen. Shinemar, this is based on a Pasuk, Petach HaRechem Bivnei Yisrael. So it says, opening the womb in the children of Israel. Ad sheyiftru rechem miYisrael. So it only counts if it opens the womb when she's Jewish. What happened before she wasn't Jewish doesn't count. Misha hayolo banim v'nasa isha shelo yalda. If a man already has children and he marries a woman who doesn't have children, nisgaira miuberes, or if she converts while she's pregnant, nishtachara miuberes, or if she gets freed from servitude, if she was a maidservant, and she becomes a full-fledged Jew while she's pregnant. Yalda hiva kohenes, if she gives birth and the daughter of a kohen gives birth. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Bas Yisrael, mavkeres sheyalda im kohenes mavkeres. So a Jewish woman, a Bas Yisrael, regular rank-and-file Israelite woman, is giving birth for the first time alongside a kohenes, the daughter of a kohen who's giving birth for the first time. Ve'ein yodua ezev vlad shel Yisrael. So we don't know whose baby is who. They get mixed up, one of them needs to be redeemed and one of them doesn't. Back in the Mishnah, hiva leviya, same situation, but she gives birth with the daughter of a Levite. he the isha shekvar yalda, or if she gives birth and there's another woman who already gave birth, and again they mix them up, so there's one baby that needs redemption and one that doesn't. And similarly, a woman who doesn't wait 3 months after her husband dies or divorces her, and she goes ahead and marries somebody else and then gives birth, and then we don't know if the first husband was the father or the second husband was the father, because it could have been a premature birth from the second husband. So in all of these cases, the offspring is a firstborn when it comes for redemption purposes, but is not a firstborn when it comes for inheritance purposes. Ezahu b'chor l'nachla v'lakohen, and who is a firstborn when it comes to both inheritance and redemption? Hamapelas shvir malei dam, malei mayim, malei gininim. If a woman has a miscarriage and it's full of blood, or it's full of water, or it's full of gininim, let's look in the Bartonuro. Mole govnim harbe, it's full of many colors. Perish acher tolayim, or it's full of worms. Either way, it's not a fully formed embryo. Mapelas kamin dagim vechagavim shkatsim veramashim, or if she miscarried and it looks like grasshoppers or crawly things or bugs or fish, it doesn't look like an animal or a bird, it looks like some lesser creature. Hamapelas yom arboim, or if she miscarries on the 40th day, again, let's look in the Bartonuro. Mishnas Arba, from when she conceived, Maya Ba'alman Ninhu, the Ein Kan Vlad, then it's just considered like water, it's not considered an actual fetus. Adla Macheres Yom Arboim, that only happens on the day after the 40th day. Der Arboim Yom Havi Yitziras Havlad, because we say that it takes 40 days for the fetus to be formed. So anything up to and including that 40th day is not yet considered a fetus for this purpose. Back in the Mishnah, Haba Achrehen, anyone born after such a thing, Bechor Lenachla V'Lakohen, would be considered a firstborn child, both for inheritance purposes and for redemption from a Kohen. Mishnah Beis, Yotze Dofen V'Haba Acharav, Shnehem Enam Bechor Lo Lenachla V'Lo Lakohen. If a woman has a baby delivered by cesarean and then delivers in the normal way afterwards, neither of these child are a bechor, neither for inheritance purposes nor for redemption from a kohen. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Harishon lenachla, he says the firstborn, the one who came out cesarean, is a firstborn for inheritance purposes, v'hasheni l'chamesh salayim, and the second one is a firstborn for purposes of redeeming from a kohen with 5 silver coins. And let's look at the Bartonuro, who will explain why this is. Yotzei Dofen v'haba acharav, if one is cesarean and the second one comes after, derech rechem, through the womb. Kagon shekaru isha sheteumim bebitna. For example, they had to cut open a woman who had twins in her uterus. Ula'achar shehotzi harishon derech dofen, and after they took out the first via a C-section, yotzei hasheni derech rechem, then the second one came out through the uterus. Aval lahotzi vlad min ha'isha derech dofen, v'shitis rape ha'isha, v'tichzor, v'tis aver v'teled, kasif harambam de'i efshar. But for a woman to give birth via a C-section, and then to heal and to be able to conceive and deliver a second time, the Rambam says this is impossible. Obviously, we know nowadays this is not impossible. Modern medicine enables us to do it, and I imagine the halacha would continue to be the same, that the second child would not be considered a bechor. Shnehem einem bechor. Neither one is considered a bechor. Rishon lo havi bechor lenachla. The first one is not considered a bechor for inheritance purposes. V'yaldu lo be'inan, because the Torah requires that they are born. Husheni nami lo, and the second one also. Reishis ono be'inan, because that requires to be the firstborn of his mother. Ubechor lekohen. Rishon lohavi, and the first one is not considered firstborn for the purposes of redemption, de peterechem be'inan, because we need him to come out through the womb. V'sheni nami lohavi bechor lekohen, and the second one is also not a firstborn for a kohen. De bechor lerechem ve'enu bechor levlados, kagon ze, shahaya vlad kodem lechen, enu bechor. Because when he's the first of the uterus, but he's not the first child, just like this one in this case, that's not considered a bechor. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harishon Lenachla, he feels that the first one is a firstborn for inheritance purposes. Savar V'yaldu Af Yotzei Dofen B'mashma, he feels that being born includes one through cesarean. V'hasheni l'chamesh salayim, and he feels the second one is a firstborn for redemption purposes. Savra b'chur l'rechem, afa p'sheinu b'chur l'vlados havi b'chur. He feels that being first out of the womb, even though he's not the firstborn child, does count as a b'chur. V'ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon, and we do not consider either of these to be a b'chur for any purpose. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.